Bruce, what's important tonight?
Well, to win is important, but I mean, I think, you know, everything is in game two, right through to game seven, gets ramped up a little bit. So, you know, composure is going to be something that's important, but at the same time, just because we're up 1-0 is not letting up. We got to play better because I know they're going to play better.
That was a repeated theme from your players, was that they expect a big push from Winnipeg tonight. And, you know, is there anything that you can do to help try and counteract that?
Well, I mean, we can't make the mistakes that we made that weren't caused by Winnipeg being on top of us and being aggressive. I mean, unforced errors are things that kill you an awful lot, and we know what we're supposed to be doing. So if we have, you know, very few unforced errors, then I think, you know, we'll be on the right track.
Bruce, to the composure that you mentioned, managing the emotions. I know Kessler said yesterday that he thought that might have been one of the best times he's ever seen you guys be able to manage your emotions. Is that a thing that you guys have sort of grown to be able to do well, or is that just sort of a game-to-game thing in the playoffs?
Well, we've talked about it so much that, you know, it's something that we know that during the course of the year wasn't very good on our part. And so we've talked about it a lot, and I thought they did a good job last game. I mean, but again, as the series gets ramped up, I mean, hopefully again that you can keep your cool under pressure. So I mean, it's a test all the time because the stakes get higher every game. So it's if we can handle it, great. Hopefully we can.
Bruce, when Freddie's going right and he's showing that calmness in net that he does so often, how does that affect the rest of your hockey club?
Well, I got to believe, like any goalie that in the league, when they're playing great, the effect it has on the other team is, or on their own team, is that, hey, we feel like we can, if we take a chance and we make a mistake, that it's not going to come back to bite us because the goalie's there to save us. And I think that both teams have faith in their goalies to the point where that's the way they feel. Is that it? No? Almost made it through.
Sorry. I want to get done, too. Sammy obviously made a pretty big impact there in Game 1. What did it mean to see that and, you know, see him be able to come through at the start of the playoffs, you know, given...
Well, I think
that it struggles after the injury.
Yeah, I think it's a good confidence builder for him. Not that he needs any confidence in himself, but I mean, he had struggled a little bit since he came back from the injury, you know, 13 to 15 games ago, and even scoring the goal that was his first goal that he'd scored since coming back, I think helped him. And when he's playing with confidence and he's playing well, he's moving the puck extremely well, and good things happen. So it's I'm happy for him, and hopefully it's, you know, he can continue at that pace, because we need guys from the back end to be able to create offense.
You won the face-off battle in Game 1. Your team's been very good face-offs all year. Does it start with the guy at the dot or the other four guys to compliment him?
We talk about 50-50 battles in the face-offs all the time. And, you know, it's not just the centerman. It's there's so many pucks that are just lying around there, and it's your wingers helping out. And, you know, I thought last game we did get the little bit of the better the last two periods in that regard. And when you start with possession of the puck, I mean, everybody knows it's usually out of your zone or in their zone, and those are, you know, two vital areas of the rink that you want to get to. So face-offs are important. I know when it comes down to it, Kessler and Getzy take a lot of pride in that. The other guys are young, but they work at it hard. So it's one of the areas where we miss Nate Thompson a lot, because he's a left-handed centerman on that other side. We've got four righties, but I thought they worked hard at it last game, and hopefully they'll work just as hard this game to do the same thing.
The
possession numbers in the first game were heavily in favor of your third and fourth lines. What kind of an impact does that have on maybe how you run your bench or just in terms of generating momentum within the game?
Jeez, it doesn't have any impact on how I'm running the bench. We have matchups. You know, if the matchups aren't working, we change the matchups. But we don't get the possession numbers after every period and say, oh, well, we better do something about this or not. I have faith in our guys. And if Ryan Kessler or Ryan Getzlaff's line aren't having a good period, we'll be able to see that visually. I don't need numbers to tell me that they're not playing well. And if that's the case, then we try to switch matchups more than, you know, come in and tell them that you're only 42% percentage points. I think that would go in one ear and out the other during the course of a game. That it? Well, last one? Or I don't care if it's the last one, but I mean, you said last one.
You were talking the other day, and I'm hearing a lot of it in the room, about when Getzlaff and Perry are going, what it does for everybody else. Now, that said, what's your expectations of what you need offensively from your depth to succeed in this series and in the playoffs?
Well, for the most part, we've been a four-line team ever since I got here, and you need the balance of all four lines. And that's it's great that Corey and Getz, you know, scored, were part of four goals last game. But if we, you know, to be successful, you need everybody else going. And it's they're not going to do it by themselves. I mean, it's easy to check one line. And, you know, you can have a great game, but after a while, one line's not going to cut it. And I very rarely have seen champions or teams winning with one line. You need balance throughout. And hopefully, you know, we think we've got good balance throughout as far as scoring goes. So hopefully we'll get it in the next few games.
Game one, obviously, pretty physical. Is it important for you to set the same tone right away in game two?
Like I said yesterday, I don't think either team is going to change. I mean, it would be a shock to me if all of a sudden, you know, both teams changed what they've done all year to be successful. So, you know, if it's a physical game, it's a physical game. I mean, they like playing that way. We like playing that way. So I got to believe it's going to be a physical game.